You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Joined by Blonchell. Blonchell is Sabrina Teitelbaum, 25 years old, coming to Aotearoa to play her first ever show in the country as part of Laneway Festival on Waitangi Day. Very lucky to have a chat with Sabrina about the project. She's just released the deluxe edition of her self-titled debut record, which features some really beautiful stripped back versions and some B-sides that never made it to the original release. I spoke with her about the project, why she decided to release this deluxe version, what putting those songs out means for her coming to Aotearoa, and also switching from pop music. She used to be in a really pop music space a few years ago under the name Bomb, and then she decided that was not her vibe in quite a particular way and moved into making music under this Blonchell name. So I started off by asking Sabrina about the name and where it came from.
You know, honestly, it wasn't like I wanted to create somebody else or a character or something like that. I just wanted to like be it. Sometimes it's kind of hard to show who you really are when you're doing it in just like a, it's not a conversation. It's like, I'm just posting stuff on the internet and music and stuff like that. It's kind of hard to really show people who you are. So it was just kind of my way of like trying to figure out how to communicate myself to people. It wasn't like I'm going to, you know, come up with a character or something. It was like, I just want to really be me and try to like introduce myself to people.
And it's a raw record. There's a lot of, you know, pretty intense personal territory that you traverse with this. How did you find the experience of writing this? Because also it's been an intense couple of years, you know, for the entire world. So I'm imagining it was quite a process for you creating this record.
Yeah, it was definitely quite a process. It was intense, but it was intense in a good way. It was like the stuff that I was writing about was on my mind anyway. So it wasn't like by writing about it, I was, you know, like conjuring up these feelings. It was like the feelings were already there. And then by writing about them, I was just helping kind of get them off of my chest. So it was really a cathartic process for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. It feels cathartic to listen to as well. And I think it has that amazing thing that some pop music and rock music can do, where by you talking to your experiences, people can see their own lives in it as well. There's something about like drilling into that specificity that makes it kind of universal. What's been the kind of conversations you've had with friends and bandmates about performing these songs? Because I imagine that that's a whole other headspace you have to tap into to take these back out into the world.
Well, it's really fun. There's a lot of joy that comes up with the shows that, you know, wasn't necessarily there when I was writing the songs. And obviously it's like really heavy subject matter, a lot of these songs, but when we get to perform it, it's kind of like I'm not really trying to feel all of that stuff. I'm just kind of trying to like feel however it is I'm feeling in that moment and just be honest about it. So it's really like there's a lot of fun that shows up in the show that maybe isn't there on the record, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Although I would say there is a lot of fun on the record too. And I think you've got such a deft way of bringing humor into these dark situations, especially in conversations about like sobriety. There is often, I think, like this anxiety from people about how you talk about that or how you, you know, start those conversations. I feel like this album is so it's just like ripping a band-aid off and going straight in with everything, like with the pain and also the humor and the like all of those big mixed up emotions. Have you had interesting conversations with like friends or peers about it since like, you know, talking about that stuff in your music?
I think my friends already knew a lot of the stuff that I was talking about, but it was like, you know, the boundaries that I put up with people I don't know as well as my best friends, like those people were able to learn a lot about me from the songs. So it's more like the conversations that have come out of it are more like with people I don't know as well.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine a lot of people have found that this reflects their own journeys as well. And I mean, I've certainly seen a lot of discussion online about people feeling really seen by this album in that way, especially young women. There seems to be like an extra layer of cultural stigma about young women talking about these experiences that your record's given people an in for, perhaps.
Yeah, I think so, which is really cool. I've seen some of that too.
Are performing and like embodying that joy, it does look really fun. I've been really enjoying watching some of the live videos, also the fantastic KEXP set that you guys did. It seems like you've got a really nice dynamic with the people you play with. What is the process of, I guess, bringing these songs to life like? How do you kind of approach the live performance part of it?
Well, so the first part, the first part was really just kind of finding all of the people that I wanted in my band and then kind of sending them the music and being like, here are all of the parts. And, you know, it was going to sound very different live than it did on the record because there were so many more instruments on the record than we fit in a four-person band.
Mm.
Like, there's so many guitar tracks on all of these songs that it was just sort of like, I knew it was gonna sound a little bit different. So it was sort of like figuring out kind of the most essential parts of the recordings and being like, how are we gonna make this work? How are we gonna fit all of this when it's just four of us on stage? And then it was sort of trial and error. Like, we learned the songs as best we could, and then we've been touring a lot in the last year. So we've gotten to know each other really well. And I think that kind of like band dynamic and personal dynamic plays such a big part in any show.
Mm.
For anybody, I think it's like however you interact with people on a personal level, like that's going to kind of show up in the show. So that's part of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. You've just released the deluxe version of the record, which has some B-sides that bring out like different, I guess, tones and shades to the central ideas of the record. What was interesting to you about bringing those tracks to your audience?
Part of the reason I wanted to put out this deluxe was that there were other songs from that time that kind of like they didn't make it on the record because just timing, like that song Street Rat that I put out. I wrote that song the day after we finished recording, so it didn't make it on the album, but it still felt like such a part of that era to me. And, you know, there were a couple of those, and I felt like I wanted them to see the light of day and I wanted to show people, but I couldn't put it out with the album just because it was like, you know, logistically didn't happen. So that was part of it. And then another part of it was just all of these songs kind of sounded more vulnerable and more like my songs always kind of start as ballads and then we take it from there and decide to speed them up and add a bunch of rock guitars and stuff like that.
Mm.
But I wanted the chance to show people like this is what the song was at its core. You know, like that song Tarmac that's at the end of my album is a rock song, but it started like a ballad. Mm-hmm. So I wanted the chance to sort of re-record it and have it in that like gentler tone and then show people what it could sound like in that way too. My new friends. I think that I'm losing myself.
One thing I really like about this record is that it feels like a really natural sonic space for you to be exploring. And I know you've kind of talked about it as a bit of a like sonic homecoming or something, you know, really leaning into things that you loved since you were a kid. What was it like for you kind of deciding to take a step out of a pop space and into this kind of anthemic rock territory?
It was a relief. I think the other stuff, it was sort of like I started doing that because that was what my friends were doing. And then I kept doing it because I had already started. Yeah. So it was like I was kind of stuck in that and I didn't really want to be in it. And it just took me a while to figure out how to do the thing that I wanted to do. So it felt like a big relief.
Was there a moment or a kind of music sort of thought that you had that influenced that shift?
Yeah, just writing Olympus. That was the first song that I wrote on this album. And when I wrote that song, I was like, oh, this is the kind of thing that I've been trying to do for so long. Mm. And now I feel like I have one. I got one that's like the kind that I want. And so I kept kind of chasing that. And that's how I made the album.
That must have been a really satisfying feeling, you know, when you do one thing once, you're like, okay, if I've done it once, I can probably do it again. And that almost gives you permission maybe to step into that space.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited to have you come to New Zealand and play at Laneway. What can people expect from a live show if they haven't maybe had a chance to see you perform before? What does Blondshell bring to the stage?
Just kind of like vulnerability, and I think that word is so overused, and I think that word can mean different things for different people, but for me it's just like I'm gonna just show up how I am and be honest about it, and I'll probably play the whole record, and yeah, those are things to expect, and it'll be a fun show also.
Sabrina, thank you so much for speaking with me. It's been a real pleasure. We look forward to seeing you in New Zealand in a couple of months, and congrats on your deluxe version of the record.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
This is Blondshell with Olympus from the self-titled record, the deluxe version of the record, which we were chatting about just now. Before that, we were listening to Tarmac 2, Street Rat and Joiner. Blondshell is coming to Aotearoa for the first time to play at Laneway on Waitangi Day, which is very exciting. I really enjoyed chatting with Sabrina. This is a really spectacular record, actually. It's got that sort of sweet spot between pop and rock where you can be very earnest and very straightforward, and it's just a really great record. A lot of quite intense themes that are covered in it as well, though, so just a heads up, if you're diving in cold, talks about sobriety. There's a pretty hundies but amazing song about assault in there as well. But that's what I really like about Sabrina, is she's a very straightforward lyricist and very honest in the way she performs. We're going to listen to Kiss City, which is, I guess you could say, it's her big hit. I think it's a spectacular track. It's a tight little 2 minute, big heart, vulnerable number. As she said, vulnerability is one of those kind of overused words when it comes to talking about music, but I think she really uses it as like a powerful banner to ride under. So make sure if you are going to Laneway already, you put Blondshell on your list of artists to see. And if you haven't yet got your Laneway ticket, what are you waiting for? Go grab one. It's going to be a killer day. You're on BFM.
I bet she talks dirty like she's on a mission. Mama, I'm adjacent to a lot of love.
Kiss City by Blondshell. Thanks again to Sabrina for speaking with me. You can catch her at Laneway on the 6th of February.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.